Hi. This is Sloth, and okay, I don't know why I'm being so shy right now. But this is my AMA. So this was a little okay, maybe a lot late because it was supposed to be to celebrate 200 followers, but now according to my profile, I have over 600. So, yeah, first, I'm sorry that this is so late. Like, work has been so busy, and I finally got like a Saturday to myself. Like, so I'm just sitting at my desk, all casual, got my water, got my coffee, and now I'm here to talk. And yeah, and now I have to also think about what to do to celebrate that follower milestone. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So yeah, you guys sent me some questions and I decided to answer them. So here we go. Thank you to everyone who sent me questions, by the way. Like, this is gonna be really fun. So I figured that our first questions that we can start out with are things about how I got into GWA in the first place. Like, from an anonymous person, they asked, "What made you decide to write and record erotica?" Kit, aka you slash write bit of Kit, they asked, "How did you get started writing scripts for GWA?" And you slash one time turnip asked, "How do you get into NSFW audio?" So this is gonna get like a little bit TMI, but so I remember it was sometime, towards the end of 2020, and I had just switched medications for my depression. Now, if you guys don't know, one of the side effects for a few medications for depression is a lower libido, like a lower sex drive. And like, my sex drive had always been like low to begin with because of the depression itself. But then, like, when I got that medication, like, it was just completely shot to hell. And then I changed it around that time, and all of a sudden, oh shit, I actually have a sex drive. And my boyfriend was living like across the country at the time, so what's a girl to do? Of course, I went to go find porn on the internet because, that's what most people do. And somehow I found erotic audio on Pornhub of all places. So I found erotic audio and I didn't realize like how hot it was until I like listened to a few of them. And then I saw that, one of the creators I was following was also on Reddit, and that's how I found GWA. So then, fast forward, it's been like a few months since I found erotic audio slash GWA. And one night in January, I impulsively decided to write a script because I saw that people were writing scripts for, like VAs to perform. So I did that. And it was completely impulsive and I look back on that script. It's called Yeah, Sure, I'm Her Boyfriend, which, by the way, also turned into a series somehow, and I'm still like writing the third installment for that out of four. And yeah, so yeah, I just wrote that, posted it. I didn't think that anyone would really like even read it, let alone like it. But it somehow got some attention, and like, fuck, I think like seven people filled that script. It was wild to me. Like, I was like, oh my God, people liked it that much that they wanted to fill it. Like, And yeah, so I wrote that script. I kept writing more scripts because, it just sort of became my main hobby because, like people seemed to really be liking it, and I was really loving the fact that people were reading it, that, you know, like people wanted to voice it and things like that. And yeah, and somehow, like back in November of 2021, I know, like literally a year after I discovered erotic audio, somehow I decided, I was like being a little loopy at the time, by the way, because I was like a little sick and delirious from getting the COVID booster shot. By the way, get fucking vaccinated, you guys. Like, I'm fucking serious. Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna record a ramble fap. I'm gonna record myself fapping for strangers on the internet. And I did. And yeah, people liked that. I recorded some more. I did some OCs, some script fills, some improvs, and yeah, now I'm a full-blown GWAVA / writer. Yeah, that's really how I got started and how I got to this point where now I'm sitting at my desk just answering questions, you know, because people are curious and stuff. So yeah. Oh fuck, it's been like almost 7 minutes since I started this recording. Okay, I'm sorry guys. Okay, I'll try to be like less rambly for the next couple questions. So okay, and how I'm doing this is that besides that, I'm just kind of going by like user, you know, like you know, in the order that I received the questions, and a lot of the anonymous questions are at the end, by the way. So the next few questions are from u/KyleKatarnDF. Thank you, Kyle, for asking me these questions. So the first question they asked is, do you get your inspirations while on the move? I do, yeah. I get my inspirations from pretty much anything. Like, I'm pretty sure once I made, like, a stupid joke to my friend, and that's how, like, a script or an audio was created. I don't remember which one, but I know that that's... Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. It was, like, my New Year's, my end of the year one, where it was like, oh, it's been a hard year, let me take care of you. I made, like, a stupid joke on Twitter while I was at work about sucking dick while telling you it's gonna be okay. And people were like, hey, you should create this audio. And I was like, okay. So yeah, I was kind of on the move at the time. okay. Second question, have you ever listened to an audio while on headphones in public? Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like most people do in this space because we're all perverts. Okay, number three, how long does it take to edit your recordings? Well, it really depends on the recording. Like if I'm editing a ramble fap, for example, that's maybe like 15, 20 minutes long, maybe it might take, well, okay, probably an hour, you know, only because like I keep pausing to like, you know, re-listen to some things to make sure that there's no like weird background noise or like weird mouth sounds coming out from my mouth. But I've gotten faster though, like the more that I do this, which is nice. If it's, say, for example, my longest audio, which was also my first and only so far OC audio called No More Faking, yeah, that one took me like, I want to say like, you know, a few 6 hour sessions, you know, to edit that, because I also had to add SFX. I had to, you know, like edit things out when I made mistakes, things like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm getting faster though, you know, when it comes to editing my recordings. Like I managed to edit a 30 something script fill the other night with SFX and everything within like just a few hours. So yeah, that's pretty much how long it takes to edit my recordings. Fourth question, are the orgasms actually real or for show? And in parentheses, they put, "For the record, either is fine, just curious." Great question. In the Ramble Faps, yes, the orgasms are actually real. In things like improvs or script fills or OCs, no, they're for show. Like I'm putting on a character at the time. Like I'm putting on a performance, so those aren't real, but when I'm doing a ramble fap, those are definitely real. Okay, and the next question, are you a person who enjoys ASMRs, or do they hurt your teeth like some people? I do enjoy ASMR. I didn't realize that it hurt other people's teeth, but I do like ASMR. Okay, next question. Have you considered recording in a public place? Ooh. You kind of woke up the exhibitionist in me right now. I think it would be cool to record in my car and all that. Like, I know that some people do record audios in their cars. So maybe I would do that. As for recording anywhere else public, maybe in my younger days when I was a little more reckless and stuff, I would totally do that. But now, probably not. But it would be fun. I don't know, I'll have to think about that. Okay, next question. If you could collab with anyone, who would it be and what theme? Ooh. Oh my God, I'm like trying to answer this question without like revealing the fact that I'm kind of collabing with other people pretty soon. But anyway, if I could collab with anyone, I would probably collab with honestly, literally anyone on GWA. Like, everyone here is so talented, like, so many talented writers, talented VAs, talented editors. Like, if they want to work with like a dumbass like me, let's go at it. Like, it'll be fun, and it could be really any theme, as long as it's, like within something that I feel comfortable recording. Like, I'm game. Like, this is all just for fun. Yeah, I realized that I didn't really answer the question, but look out for some collabs, not pretty soon, but like at some point in the future. Okay. next question. What kinks are a no-no? Probably like any kink that I won't like write or record myself are a no-no. Like, for example, race play is definitely a no-no for me. Like, yeah, I don't even really want to elaborate on why that's a no-no for me. Yeah, just, like race play. Oh, I was gonna say incest, but then I realized that I was gonna write an incest script for someone. Okay, I'm not gonna say that. Well, necrophilia, definitely a no-no, because that's just not something I'm into. Yeah, okay. Okay, next question. Are there any celebrity crushes you have? Oh my God, so many celebrities are so attractive. But I think like my biggest celebrity crush would literally be Sara Bareilles. Like, she is my favorite artist of all time, and I love her. I think she's beautiful. She has a beautiful voice, beautiful speaking voice, beautiful singing voice. Oh wait, maybe if I could collab with Sara Bareilles on an audio. Oh my God, guys, I would like fucking die if that happened, by the way. Like, I would just be dead after that point. Like, it would be so awesome. It would be so awesome. Like, I would just die at that point. But yeah, Sara Bareilles, definitely my forever celebrity crush. Let's see. And the very last thing he asked were a few preference questions. First one, hentai or porn? Probably porn. I like hentai too, but I think I like porn more. Audio or visual porn? Definitely audio porn, but then again, I'm a little biased. And amateur versus professional? I would say amateur, you know? Like I'm having way more fun listening to like amateur audio porn than I am like, you know, reading or listening to like professional stuff, but I know that the whole like amateur versus professional thing can be blurred. So yeah, I'm just gonna say amateur for simplicity's sake. And those were all the questions that Kyle asked me. So Kyle, thank you so much for asking those questions. Like, I really appreciate it. And thank you for listening. Okay, so the next set of questions are from you/BlueFox109. The first question they asked was, would you consider yourself straight, bi, gay, or something else? I consider myself bisexual. Number two, did you discover any new kinks since joining GWA? Well, you know, I would say that CNC was a new kink that I got since joining GWA. Like, I don't know. I just think it's really hot, you know, because it's like consensual, but you know, has a lot of like power play and all that. And it's just a role play. But yeah, CNC is definitely a new kink that I got since joining GWA. Let's see. Another question. Okay, these are like two questions in one. So, do you consider yourself kinky? And do you think people on GWA are more sexual than the public in general? You know, I would say that I would consider myself like a little kinky, you know, like I'm into the whole like dom sub thing and like BDSM stuff and, you know, just like some other kink stuff like that. As for people on GWA being more sexual than the public, you know, I'm not really sure. Like, I want to say yes, just because, you know, like, our hobby is making amateur audio porn on the internet. So I would think that you'd have to be, like, pretty sexual to be doing that, but I don't know. I know that some people on GWA are actually not that sexual in real life, which, you know, is also something to think about. So I would say I don't really know, but I do know that we are more willing to be sexual on the internet, which I think is pretty cool. Okay, number four, describe a kink you have that you might not understand why it turns you on. Probably the CNC kink, you know, the one that I discovered from, you know, being on GWA. Like, I didn't realize it existed before audio porn. Yeah, so I don't really understand why it turns me on because, you know, psychologically, you know, I don't really want to go into it, but psychologically, it shouldn't turn me on, you know, because of, like, things I've experienced, but it just does. Yeah, so, next question. Have you ever flashed your breasts? And have you ever flashed your nether regions? Oh, great question. let's see, flashing my breasts. You know, I probably have. Yeah, I definitely have. As for flashing my nether regions, let's just say that my 21st birthday was a little wild. Okay, ooh, more questions. Okay, what's the craziest place you've ever had sex? And what's the craziest place you've ever masturbated? Okay, Craziest place I've ever had sex. So I actually had to think about this question for a while because I've had sex in a lot of crazy places. College was like a wild time for me. And you guys are kind of in for a treat eventually, when I talk about this, but I'm gonna say craziest place I've ever had sex is a tie between the library in college and an abandoned laboratory, like abandoned lab that the person I was seeing was helping move out. Like their PI, principal investigator, was like moving out of that lab and to a new one, and so that lab was like technically abandoned and yeah, we just ended up doing stuff in there. Okay, and craziest place I've ever masturbated. Probably the back of a lecture hall, like on a Saturday when I was just there by myself studying. Well, trying to study. Yeah. I like how the next couple questions are like, less perverted questions after these ones, and I love it. Next question is, what are some of your hobbies? Like hobbies outside of making audio porn? I'm gonna be honest, I don't have very many hobbies because work and school just keep me so busy. Like, I like to VA. I like to write. I like to spend time with my family and friends. Oh, I used to be a weightlifter, a couple years ago, but since work and school, I've just been blah about it, but I used to be pretty strong, actually, now that I think about it. I like to walk in nature with my friends. And yeah, those are just some of my hobbies. I'm kind of a boring person, if I'm being honest, but okay, next question. Describe your ideal vacation. Ooh, okay. So, my ideal vacation would be just a trip with me and my boyfriend, and we're going to Japan. Like, it's something that we've wanted to do for a while. And I don't know, I just imagine us, like just being together. We go to Japan for like a couple weeks. We see all the sights, eat all the food, have a hotel room where we fuck all the time, stuff like that. Like, that's my ideal vacation. Oh, and I would delete all of my email apps on my phone so no one can contact me. That is an ideal vacation for me. Okay, and the last questions that Blue Fox is asking. Did you go to college? If so, if you could go back to college and study something different from your major, what would you study? Great question. So, yeah, I did go to college. I went to college and I studied molecular and cellular biology. And if I could go back and study something different, I think it would have been cool if I was an English major. Like if I could be an English major and just write stuff all the time, that would, I don't know, I feel like that would be really cool. Like, would be way different from like the hard science major that I was doing. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would like go back and study something different, based on how my career is going, but I think it would have been fun if I was an English major. Okay, and that was the last question that Blue Fox asked me. Thank you, Blue Fox, for asking me these questions, and thank you so much for listening. Okay, and the next couple questions are from my friend who is a fellow writer and now also a VA. I know the writer to VA pipeline is just whoosh, whoosh, you know? But yeah, so this is from you slash write bit of Kit. Thanks, Kit, for asking these questions. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, so first question that Kit asked me was, what book do you reread the most? So I don't read very many books now, but I remember when I was a teenager, for some reason, I would reread Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban like a lot. I don't know why. It like sort of like became like my comfort book, you know, of some sort. So I would reread that a lot. I haven't really reread it as an adult though. Yeah, but I guess it would be that book. Another question, what's your favorite dinosaur? Ooh, love this question. Okay. I think my favorite dinosaur would be a T-Rex. Mainly because I don't know, they're just so funny to me. Like they're all big and you know, and they're all like vicious and ferocious and all that stuff. But then they have these tiny little arms. Like I don't know why that's so funny to me, but yeah, so I'm just I don't know. I don't know. It's just so funny to me. Like they're like, you know, they're all like roaring and shit and they're, you know, like chasing you, trying to eat you, but then they're just waving their like tiny little arms around. Like that is hilarious to me. So that makes me have them as their favorite. So that makes them my favorite dinosaur. Okay. Oh my God. Yeah, that's why they're my favorite dinosaur. Okay, third question. What's your favorite comfort food? I'd say it would be a tie between mac and cheese, which I know is bad because I'm lactose intolerant, but I just deal with the consequences later. Yeah, no one who is lactose intolerant actually takes their lactose intolerance seriously. Like, it's just funny to me. So yeah, it would either be mac and cheese or it would be sinigang. Yeah, so if you guys don't know, sinigang is a Filipino dish. Like it's like a soup. It's like a soup, like, and it's a little sour. It's very savory. Usually you make it with pork. And yeah, and I eat it with rice. It's really, really good. Like it always like gives me comfort when I eat it. Okay, fourth question. What's your favorite place that you've traveled and or what place would you like to travel that you haven't been to yet? Ooh, great question. Favorite place that I've traveled. Let's see. I haven't really traveled to very many places, but I would say that my favorite place that, you know, I've traveled, well, okay, technically I was born there, but like, I moved to the US when I was a kid and only went back when I was an adult, but the Philippines, you know? Like, I don't know, it was my favorite, like, vacation, you know, up to date. Like, you know, just going to the Philippines, seeing, like, you know, all my cousins that I haven't seen in a while. So, yeah, and just seeing all the sights and whatnot. So that was pretty fun. What place would I like to travel that I haven't been to yet? I kind of already answered this question earlier, you know, when I was talking about my ideal vacation, but definitely Japan. Like, my boyfriend and I have wanted to go there for a long time. So, yeah, I would have to say that for where I want to go that I haven't been to yet. And last question from Kit is, who's your favorite Disney princess? My favorite Disney princess is Mulan. Yes, I'm counting her as a princess. I feel like this was a debate at some point, but yes, she is a princess to me because, Yeah, she is a fucking badass. She, you know, like took her father's place, you know, to fight for him and whatnot. And also, like, her singing voice is Leia Salonga of all people, like, definitely my fave. Okay. Thank you so much, Kit, for asking these questions. Like, I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate your support and your friendship. Okay, so the next couple questions are from you slash Fiji. Am I saying it right? Like, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but anyway, they're from Ryan. And yeah, so his username is Fiji. I can't say it, I'm sorry. Like, Fiji? Yeah, sorry, Ryan, if I'm totally butchering your name. Like, just let me know and stuff. But anyway, on to your questions. First question, when you write, do you plot it all out or set up the premise and characters and see where they take you? Are you ever surprised how things turn out? So when I write, it really depends on what I'm writing. You know, like, I think for my very first script, I ended up plotting it all out. But then, like, when I wrote the sequel to that script, I kind of just set up a premise and I saw where it took me. So it really depends on like what I'm writing and stuff. But the other question, are you ever surprised how things turn out? You know, yeah, like I do get surprised at how things turn out. Like for example, in my script, You Can't Marry Him, I remember like I had this entire thing planned out, you know, but then when I was writing that character, I found myself getting like really annoyed with him. Like I don't know, I was surprised at like how annoyed I was getting with the character and like, you know, how I kind of wanted to like give up writing him at some points, but then I was like, no, like I want to finish this, you know. But yeah, I was just surprised at how annoyed I was getting with him, but then I realized later, like, oh wait, like if you're getting annoyed with him, like that's kind of a good sign because that means that, you know, he's kind of more real because he is doing something a little stupid and you have every right to get annoyed with him. So yeah. Let's see. Okay, and next question. Have you ever rejected a script idea because you thought it was too weird or extreme for GWA? If yes, and you're comfortable, what was it? Oh, okay. So, I actually had this idea. It's not that it was like too weird or extreme for GWA, it's that it was going to be a series and it was going to, you know, just be something that, you know, like that had like a plot and that was like a little more complicated than stuff that I'd already done, you know? And like I am like maybe trying to turn this into like an actual erotic story at some point, but basically it was going to be an exes to lovers thing where it was going to be M4F, by the way. So it was going to be an idea where two people got married straight out of high school. You know, like they were high school sweethearts and they decided to get married when they were like 18 or 19. But you know, like for several reasons, they were actually like, it's not that they were like necessarily too young to get married, it's just that their relationship just had like problems, of course, and so they get divorced by 22. Now, this was admittedly a little bit inspired by the time that I matched on Tinder with this guy who was like, I think he was like 21 or 22, and he was like telling me about how he was getting his divorce finalized pretty soon. And I remember I asked him, so like, what made you get married that young in the first place? And he said that, I forgot exactly what he said, but basically it was something about like young love and whatnot. And he said something about how, you know, maybe if they, didn't get married so young, or they didn't like, make some of the decisions that they'd made, like it would have been okay for them. So I was just thinking about that, but yeah, oh my God, I'm just rambling so much. So yeah, like eventually, like, so the first script in that series was going to be those two breaking up, at like age 21 or 22, like having like, hot breakup sex and all that. But then eventually, like 10 or like 15 years later, those two happen to meet up again, in like a new city and whatnot, because, I'm just doing like a whole Hallmark, doing a whole Hallmark moment here. But yeah, I'm just thinking that those two like meet up again in like a new city, like they both like, grew up a bit, like they've each changed in their own ways, gotten more life experience, things like that. But then somehow they're forced to like spend time together, in the new city. Like they don't really hold like that much animosity against each other, but of course they're both like a little apprehensive to be like spending time together and whatnot. And yeah, it was going to be this thing where we just watch these two characters just like slowly fall in love again and like maybe try to hash out like what happened and whatnot. And I don't know, it wasn't like a fully formed idea, and I was gonna turn it into like a GWA script series, but then I was like, no, I don't really have much of an idea for it. I don't really know if that's something people would even like to listen to, or if that's something like, like a VA would even want to like voice and whatnot. So yeah, that's really what it was. I mean, I might turn it into like my own erotica at some point. Like I made a Lit Erotica account and everything. So yeah, it might turn into that. But as for a script, I don't know. Maybe like an MF4A thing if I wanted to, Just make it into like an entire drama. But yeah, that's yeah. Okay, I'm done rambling about that. sorry guys. Okay, next question. Is there an idea you'd love to turn into a script, but you can't figure out how to do it? Besides that one that I just rambled on about, I don't think so. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think I remember once I wanted to turn like a super long like blowjob or cunnilingus idea into a script, but I couldn't figure out how to do it because it was like, okay, like you're just sucking dick or eating pussy, like how the fuck are you gonna write it into a script? Which by the way, I totally ate my words when I filled a script by you/Count Kyoto, that it was just like a really long like script about a bimbo giving a blowjob. And I remember when I was filling that script, I was thinking like, oh my God, like this is so cool. Like you managed to turn an entire script about giving a blowjob into like a f sorry, to turn an entire thing about giving a blowjob into a full-blown script, complete with dirty talk and like, like slurpy directions and all that. So yeah, I just thought that was really cool, and I couldn't figure out how to do it, but apparently, someone else did, which was awesome. Like shout out to that writer. Okay. And last question from Ryan is, oh, it's the most important one. Can you justify preferring sloths to koalas? Well, first of all, both are adorable. Like, they are two queens, and I feel bad pitting them against each other, but okay, I prefer sloths to koalas because sloths are, I don't know, they're just the most relatable animals to me. Like they're so slow. They just like to chill and hang off of a tree branch. Like, I don't know, they have like these really sharp claws, and I feel like, they could kill you if they wanted to, but they won't because they're just so slow and chill. Yeah, I just find them very relatable and they're adorable. So yeah, I prefer sloths to koalas. Although koalas are also very, very cute. Okay, and that's how I'm justifying it. Okay. Thank you so much, Ryan, for asking these questions. Like, these are really fun. Okay. So the next couple questions are from you slash Daisy for Days, who, by the way, is also a friend that I made here. Like, she's super cool. You guys should all go check her stuff out. Okay, the first question from Daisy for Days was, did it hurt dot 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 when you fell dot 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 from heaven? No, but my nails did hurt when I crawled out of hell. Oh, Daisy, you're too sweet. Okay, next question. Have you ever had a spark of inspiration and then just banged out an entire script in one sitting? If so, which ones? Oh, okay. So, I would say that my earlier scripts are definitely stuff that falls into that category. Like, for example, Yeah, Sure, I'm Her Boyfriend, which was my very first script. I banged that all out in one sitting, along with I'm an Idiot and I Just Want You. I remember I banged that one out when I was supposed to be studying for an exam the next day. And Days, I know you like really like the script and getting revenge on your shitty roommate. Like, oh my God, I did write that all in one sitting, and yeah, I did write that all out in one sitting because I was just so mad at my roommate at the time that I needed to get it out. So, yeah, that is one of those. Okay, next question. Cereal then milk or milk then cereal? So, when you're first making the cereal, you do cereal, then milk. But then, once you're done eating that cereal, and if you still have milk left over, then you can add more cereal. So I guess technically both, but like, in different contexts. I can't see any other way to do that. Like, I don't know, like, no offense to anybody who does like milk then cereal the first time, but like, why? Like, how do you control that? Like, doesn't milk just like splash around everywhere? I don't know. I'm being a little weird here. Okay, next question. What's the most difficult aspect of script writing for you? Would it be bad if I said the actual writing? But yeah, I'm serious. Like, it's always so fun, like thinking about how the script's gonna go, maybe like plotting it out, maybe thinking about the premise, all that stuff. But then when it comes to like actually writing it, that gets difficult. Like, I'm actually kind of struggling with that at the moment because I haven't put out a script offer in like a couple months. So, yeah, actually writing is the most difficult aspect of script writing. Okay, and then last question from Days is, please rank fave to least fave, script writing, VAing, ramble fapping. Oh man, I really like doing all of those. But if I had to rank them, probably my fave would be ramble fapping, for obvious reasons. Like, come on, like I'm literally pleasuring myself at that point. So, of course, that's gonna be my fave. Let's see, and then in the middle, I would have to say VAing would have to be in the middle because I don't know, it's just really fun for me. Especially if I already have like a script or like an improv idea to like go off of. And least fave, ugh, I hate ranking this as least fave because like that's like what I started out with, but definitely script writing because yeah, I don't know. I'm just like struggling with that right now. So yeah, I guess that's going to least fave right now, but like having the script done though, oof, that is a great feeling. Next question. It is one question from you slash spam me more xlol. Love the name. Considering you've been making scripts for a while now, how long have you been thinking about doing audios? So, I think I actually put out a voice verification on GWA like months ago. Like, I want to say like maybe March or April. I just decided to like do that for some reason. So, I was thinking about making audios for some time, but I don't know, for some reason I just didn't really start making audios until like November. So yeah, I've been thinking about it for some time, but I don't know, I guess I just decided, no, like, maybe not. And I don't know, I think the idea like came back to me like sometime in like September or October for whatever reason. Like I guess I was just like watching people getting more involved in the GWA community and like saw like how much fun they were having, and I figured, you know what, maybe I could try doing that. Like it'd be fun, and I thought, okay, maybe I could like, start like editing audios too. And oh my God, I ramble so much, guys. I'm sorry. Thank you for asking me this question. Spam me more, XLOL. Okay, and then the next couple questions are from you slash bruised shins. The first question he asked was, what is the single greatest live performance you have witnessed? It can be a concert, show, even a street performer. The single greatest live performance I've witnessed would have to be that time I went to a Sarah Bareilles concert back in 2019. It was amazing. I'm pretty sure I started crying at some point. Yeah, my boyfriend was like totally like standing beside me and just like making fun of me. Like he was like, "Why are you crying?" And I'm like, "It's so beautiful." And he was like, "Oh my God." Yeah, so that was the greatest performance I've witnessed. Oh, I love her so much. Yes, liking Sarah Bareilles is my one true personality trait, okay? Okay, second question. Do you consider yourself an adventurous eater? What is the most unusual food you enjoy? What is a popular food that you find gross and don't understand its popularity? You know, I will try anything once when it comes to eating food. So yeah, I guess I would say I'm an adventurous eater because I'll try anything once. The most unusual food I enjoy, I don't know if this necessarily counts, but I remember like this girl like being a little grossed out when I talked about it once, but cheese ice cream. Yeah, so in the Philippines, you have ice cream and there's like a cheese flavor. And like sometimes it can have like little like bits of cheese in it. So I really enjoy that. Apparently, like Americans can find it like a little unusual. So I would have to go with that. A popular food that I find gross and don't understand its popularity. I feel like this is such a cop out, but I don't really have a food that I find like super gross and don't understand like why it's popular. Like I don't know, maybe I'm just such a fat ass that that I don't really find very many foods gross. So yeah, that's my answer. That's my answer. I'm a fat ass. I love all food. Okay. Next question. Do you consider yourself physically attractive? How long have you felt this way about yourself? Ooh, good question. I don't know. Like, self-esteem is like a really, like, it's like a really weird thing for me because, on one hand, like, I am, like, considered physically attractive. Like, I've been told that and whatnot. Like, Like I've been like randomly flirted with by like random men and like some women and all that stuff. So I do think I'm physically attractive, but I don't know, I don't really like the way I look, you know? Like I'm just gonna be honest. It's like a weird thing, you know? Like I'm like, okay, like I don't have to like the way I look, but like I've just sort of accepted it, you know? Which is totally fine. Like, totally fine by me. How long have I felt this way about myself? Maybe since I was like a teenager. Like I don't know, I just like woke up one day, I think I was like 16 or 17, and all of a sudden I realized that like wanted to ask me out and things like that, which was just so wild to me. So yeah, I guess I do consider myself physically attractive. And I've considered that since I was a teenager. So, I mean, there are things about myself that I do like, you know? Like I like my hair and I like my ass. So, yeah. Okay, enough rambling about that. Last question from Bruised Shins. What does your SO think about your GWA habits? Ooh, okay, good question. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 5 years now, and I told him about GWA when I was still just writing scripts. Like, I think this was around last summer, and we were on the phone, and I was just like, and I just like randomly told him about it, and he was like a little befuddled that I was like writing this, and also the fact that people were voicing it and whatnot. I mean, he wasn't like apprehensive or anything about it. If anything, he just like started making fun of me. Yeah, but now that I write scripts and make audios, you know what? I'm just gonna say it. He's just such a bully sometimes when it comes to my GWA habits. Like, I don't know if he's gonna be listening to this. Like, and if you are, babe, like, yeah, you're a fucking bully. But yeah, he's just such a bully about my GWA habits. Like, he's always making fun of me for it. Like, he doesn't like get jealous or anything, you know, the fact that I fap for like strangers on the internet, but he just makes fun of me. Like for example, he calls us an audio sex club, and he refers to my mic as my sex mic, and and he just finds it hilarious that I bought a dildo just to like suck on it for audios and whatnot. So, yeah, I don't know. He just makes fun of me mainly. Like, he's a bully a little bit. He also like randomly giggles sometimes about how his girlfriend does porn on the internet. And I have to be like, it's audio porn. And he was like, hey, my girlfriend does porn on the internet. And I'm like, yeah, I do audio porn. And he was like, it's porn. So yeah, that's what he thinks. That's what he's like when it comes to my GWA habits. So long story short, he just makes fun of me mainly. And maybe like gets all like, weird. Like the weird guy thing where he's like, hoo, 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 my girlfriend does porn on the internet. Okay, I'm done. I'm done with like my shitty like boyfriend impersonation. Oh my God. Yeah, thanks, Shens, for asking these questions. Let's see. Next questions are from you slash Bear Jordan. Okay, the first question that Jordan asked was, what are some sexy songs you enjoy hearing while you have sex or masturbate? I don't think I really have any sexy songs that I like to listen to while I have sex or masturbate. I don't know, it's just something I never really thought about, but I do have a Spotify playlist now of songs that I like to listen to while I write smut. And yeah, and I think I'm gonna just link that too, like on this AMA, because I don't know. I just like the playlist. Like, it's just random songs about sex. So, okay. And the next question is, what is something sexual that you previously thought you'd never do but currently enjoy? Ooh. You know, I never thought that I'd enjoy somebody choking and slapping me, but yeah, I just do that a lot now with my boyfriend. Like, he, you know, has his hand around my neck, you know, slaps me around a bit, and I never thought that I'd enjoy it, but I do. So, yeah. Okay, are there any scents that bring up some seriously sexy memories for you? If so, what are they, and what memories do you associate with them? Scents. There's this very specific cologne that my boyfriend likes to wear. And I remember that he was wearing that cologne, like, the first time that we had sex. And yeah, so now whenever I smell that scent, I just think of that and I think of him, and it makes me all tingly inside. Yeah, just makes me think of the first time we had sex, which is nice, you know? I don't know, maybe I might tell that story one day, but yeah. Okay, next question. Kit Kats or M&M's and why? You know, I'd say that I like Kit Kats more than M&M's because, I don't know, I think that M&M's, like, can be a little too hard sometimes. Like, yeah, I remember when I was a kid, like, I actually broke one of my teeth on an M&M, which wasn't fun. You know, like, thankfully it was, like, a baby tooth, so it was gonna come out anyway. But yeah, I guess that's why I like Kit Kats more than M&M's. Let's see. And last question. I'm being immature again, and I'm just, like, giggling at at the idea of it. What is your opinion on helicopter dick? Have you had any experiences in real life or otherwise that shaped that opinion? Oh my god. So, if you don't know, helicopter dick, at least to my understanding, is when somebody with a dick, they just, like, kind of swing their hips around so that their dick is, like, you know, doing, like, a circular motion and, like, a helicopter. And I don't know why that's so funny to me. Oh my god. My opinion on it. You know, I don't really think I have much of an opinion on helicopter dick. Like, I feel like if I ever saw my boyfriend, like, doing the helicopter dick thing, which he has done it, like, a couple times, you know, just to, like, make me laugh and stuff, like, I would think it's hilarious. Oh my god. I also remember a couple weeks ago, I swear, TikTok is, like, fucking watching me, you know, because, yeah, it probably, like, saw me, like, reading, like, these questions, but I saw a TikTok where where this girl, she is hilarious. So she was, like, in, like, a natural disaster emergency, and she was, like, playing all the characters, and she was playing this girl who was like, oh no, we need to get out of here. And then the girl's boyfriend was like, oh yeah, babe, it's okay, I got this. And he pulls his pants down and just starts, like, swinging his hips around, presumably doing a helicopter dick. And and like, he's doing the helicopter dick, and he starts levitating like a fucking helicopter, and everyone's just, like, watching him, and everyone's, like, all amazed, and then they start clapping while he's, like, levitating in the air because of his helicopter dick, you know, being a helicopter. But everyone is just so, like, distracted by it that they, you know, forget that they're supposed to get out of there, and they all end up dying because the volcano erupted. And okay, it's way funnier than how I'm describing it, but I just died when I watched that TikTok. It was so funny. Oh my god. Okay, thank you, Jordan, for asking me these questions. Oh my God. Okay, so the next two questions are from you/12 Ralalo. And they said, first of all, I'm really sorry for confusing you with another Grunwald audio poster. I wanted to say that I love your RambleFap audios and that they genuinely are better than porn. Well, first of all, 12 Ralalo, it's okay. Like you're totally fine, like confusing me with another poster. Like don't worry about it at all. And thank you for liking my RambleFaps and saying that they're better than porn. Like that's really flattering. Let's see. And what you asked is, I was wondering if you'd ever do JOI. Now, JOI stands for jerk off instructions. Yeah, I would. Like, I would want to do that one day. Like, I've actually gotten a few requests to do it, and yeah, I do want to make one day. I just haven't really gotten the chance to do it, but that's definitely on my list for the future. And then they asked, or if you'll ever upload a picture that could be tributed. So I totally felt like an old lady when I was like looking up, like what a tribute was. And if you guys don't know, like how I didn't know, it's that when you post a picture and somebody prints it out and they sort of like, jack off on it, They jack off, they come on the picture, and then they like post the picture, online of your picture that they jacked off on. I don't think I'll ever be uploading a picture that could be tributed. Like, I don't know. First of all, like my boyfriend might be cool with me doing like erotic audios, but he's also like, kind of like a really jealous and possessive person. And he'll straight up admit to that, by the way. Like if he's listening to this, like he'll be like he's probably like saying like, "Oh fuck yeah," to himself, like, "Yeah, fuck yeah, I'll kill anyone who looks at you, blah blah, shit like that." 'Cause yeah, that's him. Yeah, so I don't think I'll ever be uploading a picture that could be tributed because of that. And also like I can like talk about like how I look and stuff like that, but I feel like it's just more fun to, like let people like imagine what I look like, over audio. 'Cause yeah, over audio, I can look however you want me to look. Like in my last audio, I turned into sort of like a bimbo type girl who had like long blonde hair and like giant tits and all that. And yeah, that's definitely way different from what I look like in real life, but it was just fun, saying that I looked like that. So, yeah. Yeah, sorry. I don't think I'll ever be uploading a picture that could be tributed, but I hope that you still have fun, being on my profile and listening to my audios. Okay. Okay, thanks for asking these questions. Let's see. From you/Jack Meek off. Okay, I giggle every time I see your name. Yeah, so he asked, one, what do you value in life? Well, I value my family. I value my friends. I value mainly the people that I'm close with. Yeah. So yeah, I value the people that I'm close with. And I value sort of living by this whole moral code that I have where I try to do right by people. Like, I try to, like, put good things out into the world. Like, I don't want to, like, put more bad shit out there, which I know is, like, really funny for a lot of people hearing me say that because I literally make porn on the internet. But yeah, I don't think that making porn on the internet is a bad thing. I think that can be like a very positive experience. So, yeah, that's just what I value in life. The people I care about and just putting more good out into the world. Okay, second question. Do you like the lighter side of control as well? Ever had a partner use an egg or a remote vibe? I do like the lighter side of control as well. And, like I've never had a partner use an egg or like a remote vibe for myself, but I would want to do it one day. It just sounds like fun. Like, you all know that I'm an exhibitionist at heart anyway. So, yeah, definitely something to do in the future, but I just haven't had the chance to do that. But it would be fun. Let's see. And then he asked, is rimming ruined for you? Okay, so backstory. I remember I said something about how because of my career, like, rimming has just been ruined for me forever because, I don't know, just, like, I just think about, like, a fecal-oral transmission, you know, of, like, some really, really, like, bad pathogen, and that's, ugh, like, I don't know, that, it just really creeped me out when I learned about it, so that's why rimming has been, like, ruined for me. But he asked, is it ruined for giving or receiving? Well, it's definitely been ruined for giving, you know. So, sorry to my boyfriend if you've ever wanted a rim job. Oh no, he would never want a rim job. He like doesn't even let me see his asshole, which is so rude because he gets to see mine all the time. But as for receiving, I'm not opposed to it. Like, I don't know, if somebody like really, really wanted to and they agreed to, you know, like brush their teeth afterwards, sure. Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm down to receive a rim job. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then the last question that Jack Meoff asked is, how do you do what you do? How do what I do? Well, okay, I was gonna say like something like a little like sarcastic and stuff, which I realize is going to like sound like really, you know, snarky, which is definitely not what I'm trying to do. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I just turn on my mic and or my phone mic, and I don't know, I guess I just like to express myself sexually here, and I don't know, I guess I just take, like, my own, like, genuine feelings and just put it out there and hope that people like it, you know? It's just all for fun for me here. Okay? Yeah, okay, thank you for asking me these questions. Okay, so from you/one-time-turnip, he asked, how does it affect your relationship with your partner? Oh, okay, so I kind of answered, like, a similar question to this about, like, my partner and, like, GWA, but how this affects my relationship with him, you know, I think I've gotten, like, you know, better at, like, communicating what I want, you know, in the bedroom, which is nice. And I definitely, you know, like, leaned more into the whole, like, CNC thing and whatnot. Yeah. So I guess it's, like, kind of affected my relationship with him, but, like, not a whole lot. You know, just mainly things like feeling more comfortable communicating, like, what I want and stuff, and asking him what he wants, which is always nice. So, yeah, I guess positively. Let's see. Any scenarios from scripts you've taken to the bedroom? I want to say all of my scripts, well, okay, not all, but like most of them are things that I've taken from the bedroom or the car or the library. Yeah, like it's all stuff that I've done and decided to turn it into a script and whatnot. But as for like fantasies that I've taken from scripts, I haven't really done that because I don't think I've ever really written a script about stuff that I either haven't experienced or if it's something like extreme, you know, like, okay, let's see, next question. They asked, any desire to ever post anything besides audio? Oh, let's see. So I talked earlier about how I'll most likely never be posting like pictures of myself. But I would like to post some erotica that I've written, like written erotica. You know, like stuff that isn't like a script, but like sort of like stuff that you'd find on Literotica. So Yeah, I would want to post that besides the audios. Okay, and last question from One Time Turnip is interests outside of work slash Reddit. I kind of talked about this a little bit earlier too. Let's see, just spending time with people that I love, like writing, like walking in nature. I used to be a weightlifter, which I would want to like get back into it, but pandemic and just time constraints. And yeah. Okay, so oh my God, we're almost done here. Yeah, so the last few questions are from anonymous que are from anonymous people, like people who've either asked if they could, like make me not say their name, or if they, did it in my little Google form for this. So, yeah. The first one is from quote unquote a huge fan. They asked me, "How much do you love playing with your clit?" Well, I love it a lot. I feel like you all can tell that I love playing with my clit a lot. Yeah, just a lot. Okay, let's move on to the next question. Would you feel embarrassed if someone from your real life found out about making audio slash scripts? Well, it would really depend on the person who found out. Oh my God, this is like my worst nightmare. If like either of my parents ever found out about me doing this, like first of all, I don't think I'd be alive at this point. And I would just be so embarrassed. Or if like my employer found out that I was doing this, or at least like doing like the NSFW stuff here, like oh my God, that would be so embarrassing. If it was like one of my friends, like depending on the friend, I'd feel like maybe just a tiny bit embarrassed, but I don't know. I feel like I'd be like more cool with it if they found out. Yeah, pretty much the only person from my real life who knows about me doing this is my boyfriend. So, okay, third question. What is something that makes you wet instantly? Ooh. Probably if like, the right voice like just says something in a certain way, that'll make me wet instantly. Like I don't know, I think I really like the whole like possessive thing, Like I've talked before about how like my boyfriend is like a really possessive and jealous person, but if somebody just says something to the effect of like, "Oh, like you're mine," or "you belong to me," but they say it in like just like a certain way. Yeah, that would really get me going. Yeah. Okay, next question. The next question just says, "Marry me." Unless you're my boyfriend, no. But if you're my boyfriend and this is your way of finally asking me, yeah, like what took you so long? I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Oh my God, I feel like I should edit that out, but eh, whatever. Let's see. Second to last question is, do you prefer ramble faps to script fills? Why or why not? Well, I did talk about this a little earlier. I think I would prefer ramble faps, just because, like I'm literally fapping and there's like, some pleasure involved for me. But in terms of like, just making like audios where there's like a story and like I get to play a character, like I do love the script fills for that. So yeah, I guess it would just depend on like what exactly I'm like looking for here. Like if I'm looking to get off, like definitely a ramble fap, but if I'm looking to like, play like a cool character and whatnot, yeah, definitely a script fill. And the very last question, and I think that this is a nice like thing to end with. What's been your favorite part of the GWA community? I think my favorite part is just the people that I've met in this community. like, I don't know, I've met like some really like cool people, you know, like from all walks of life. You know, we all just like kind of get together to like make audio porn and whatnot, which I think is really cool. And like, yeah, I don't know, just like seeing all the people around here, or rather hearing all the people around here. That's my favorite part of the GWA community. And yeah, just also the kind of collaborative aspects of it. And yeah, I don't know. It's just been really nice being a part of this and, like, you know, just feeling so accepted for, you know, like being more sexual, you know, than I am in real life. Like I don't know if you guys, you know, like all follow me on Twitter, but I'm pretty sure I've like tweeted shit about how people think I'm like so innocent in real life. Like, you know, they don't hear me swear. They think that certain TV shows are too raunchy for me and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know. It's just nice like feeling understood for being the pervert that I am. Yeah. And those were all the questions in this AMA. Oh my God. Phew. Okay, that was. Oh God, that was a long time. So, yeah, again, I want to say thank you so much for following me and for, you know, supporting my fun little perverted hobby. Yeah, again, I'm sorry that this was late. I definitely have to think about what I'm gonna do for, like, you know, the next follower milestones that I've technically missed or are gonna be coming up, you know, knock on wood. Yeah. So, I don't know how to end this. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to me ramble. And yeah, and I hope that you're all staying safe and healthy. Yeah. Okay. Bye for now.